This show is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Tell me later.
Yeah. Welcome back, and we have Tim here, Tim Alexander. And Tim, you've got a lot of interesting news. This latest bombing that occurred in Brussels is pretty nasty. Again, remember, ISIS and Al-Qaeda has already said they've taken credit for it. This is getting way out of control, isn't it?
Yeah, I've got a paragraph here I kind of like to read. This is, I just hit the publish button on this. This is an intro to a special report I've done on my news blog, Europe, on the Brussels attack. By the way, the current count is 38 killed, 230 injured.
Oh, my.
Yeah, by all definitions, this is a major terrorist strike in the heart of Western Europe. Okay, here's my little statement. Anyone who does not have their head stuck up their butts and has an average IQ or above knows that ISIS is the creation of the Israeli Mossad and the American CIA and is controlled by them, funded by Saudi Arabia and some other camel monarchies, and based in Turkey. So now we have a truly horrific series of terrorist bombings in Western Europe in Brussels with ISIS taking full credit. On the eve of the Israeli Feast of Purim, of course, the lying and totally globally Zionist-owned and ran mainstream news media refuses to even consider the Israeli, U.S., Kingdom, Saudi Arabia, Turkish link to these Muslim terrorists. This may well be the beginning of a new phase in the drive towards the long-sought and long-predicted clash of civilizations that the late satanic leader Albert Pike predicted over 100 years ago. And hence, World War III appears to still be on track. Trump may be able to stop this if he can defeat their crooked attempts to stop him at all costs and manages to avoid their assassins. Maybe. Pray for
right.
peace.
Yeah. Now,
the reason that this is so important in terms of this Israeli feast, the Feast of Purim, is what Purim was the slaughtering of their enemies. Way over 2,000 years ago.
Right.
The eve was the slaughtering of their enemies, which is the 13th of this month in their calendar. And on
right.
the 14th day, which is Purim, which starts tomorrow, that is the celebration of the slaughter of their enemies. Now, Brussels was second to Paris. Paris had been supporting the drive to recognize Palestine as an independent state, and the Brussels Parliament was expected to follow us as the second lead-in. So this is not an accident, and you can't, I mean, if you look at this and all these, this is this Arab Muslim terrorist, and they're the bad guys. Well, yes, they are the bad guys, but who's behind them? And who's behind them, you're not even remotely looking at the real picture. You're looking at the facade that they want you to do.
Tim, last night we started looking at the last in the 4-DVD set, which, by the way, is an additional 6 DVDs from Jonathan Gray. And Jonathan Gray, probably I consider academically and spiritually the most advanced, we want to call evangelist prophet of our day. And when you look at this 4-DVD set, he shows very clearly that, number one, Islam was manufactured by the Vatican. Islam is now being promoted by the Vatican. Chrislam, in fact, the Pope has kissed the Quran, saying the Bible and the Islam are the same, and that Allah and the God of the Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob is the same. We know that behind the scenes...
Oh, yeah,
the
current Pope has even said that we should not attempt to Christianize Jews. In other words, you shouldn't ask that Jewish. You shouldn't try to get him to become a Christian or be baptized. That flies in the face of 2,000 years of Christian.
Tim, I'm not finished. What I'm saying is that the church, the Catholic Church, is directly behind Islam and the New World Order. They want to set up a dialectic where we have a crusade and a battle between America, which is being punished in Europe by the system. They want us to eventually terminate and kill all the Jews who have now been sequestered in the state of Israel. Half of the Jews on earth live there. The other half live primarily in America, believe it or not. It's my gut feeling, and I'm very worried about this, that Trump is going to get by a squeaker the nomination, maybe on the first round if it has to go to Cleveland. But if the Republican National Committee keep on attacking Trump and media, I see that Hillary is going to become president. And I see the third jihad, which is basically the three walls it talks about in Jonathan Gray's videos. What I'm very concerned about, and I'm praying on this, is I see the fall of America. I see America decaying under Hillary if she becomes president, to literally a form of violent civil war and a state of martial law. I see jihads and terrorism on American soil like I've never seen before. I'll give you an example of a couple possible scenarios. Nail bombs going off in stadiums like they did in Paris. Nuclear medical waste bombs going off in airports like, you know.
By the way,
yes.
it's easy to get a hold of that stuff.
Right. What I'm saying is that Obama and Hillary, which will be a third term of Obama, will be horrendous to this country. And the number of people that, when they want to put in people like this nominee for the Supreme Court, if they attempt in any way, shape, or form to take my guns or anywhere else, they're going to have a violent physical revolution. Violent. And I'm not talking about this is not going to be a little party walk. This is going to be where a lot of military personnel...
They may want that.
Yeah, but no, if they want it, they're going to get a lot more
enough.
Than...
You know, they don't think like you or I do.
But, Tim, they're going to get a lot more than they bargained for.
These people are not amoral. They're not even normally immoral. They are way, way over the top.
Right.
They're
but what's going to.
The bottom pits of hell.
Well, what I see happening, and if you see the full panoply here, what is going to happen, is, and it's interesting, is that, and I've said this before, although people are a little shocked by it, the mark of the beast eventually will come from America. It's not going to come from Brussels, which is the head of the European Union. It's not going to come from Moscow or Beijing. It's going to come from America, which means America is in a spiral down. If you look at the prophecies from Bill Salas and others that are right in the Bible, the Now Prophecies, which we had him on last week talking about, and he's got some good DVDs and actually some good shows that were on the Prophecy in the News program on cable television. What you have to understand is where America's going is we have a non-repentant population here in America. If the population were repentant, they'd see that Trump was going to bring back America and make it great, but not only make it great, but make it repentant. Where you can say Merry, Merry Christmas, where you can actually have a border, where you can prevent Muslims coming in from diluting the population and demanding Sharia law and taking over. Because at the rate the Muslims... Right, and what's going on in Europe is the amount of population there. If you see the numbers that Jonathan Gray talks about, the rise in Islam, and by the way, they're not going to Muslim countries. If it really was an emigration because there's a war in the Middle East, there's lots of open Muslim countries where people could go. They're not. They're flooding into non-Muslim countries. It's called Hiraj to take over. And they're basically saying, you know, we are not going to change Islam for the world. We're going to change the world for Islam, which means we're going to take over. Now,
the day I face Mecca and pray ain't going to happen. Let's put it that way.
What's going to happen? And this is what. By the way, Bill talked about these prophecies of the sons of Esau, which are basically the Palestinians. Eventually, when you have bomblets put on a 3-year-old and tell them that someday you're going to be a human bomb and blow up Israelis or Christians, whatever, you've got to understand that this is eventually going to result in the world turning on Islam and extreme Islam, and it's going to be an annihilation. And their caliphate is going to...
clash of civilizations.
Now, that caliphate is going to fall, but before it falls, it's going to kill a lot of us, and it's going to destroy a lot of nations. In America, I expect...
World War III.
I expect this year... Major, not just in Brussels, major terrorism in American soil. And by the way, they're already having a waiting, a bipartisan domestic security bill that's going to make 9/11 and the Patriot Act 1 and 2, the pieces of it, look like nothing.
You're saying fascism on steroids is coming.
Right, and I think it's going to come this year. I'm very concerned. There may not even be an election. There may not even be elections. There's enough terrorism. Obama will just preempt the elections because we're in a state of martial law.
Could be.
Very possible. People say, oh, no, that can't happen. I see Trump getting the nomination. I do not see. Spiritually, I don't see Trump becoming president. I think this nation's under judgment.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutriMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutrition meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutriMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com. NutriMedical.com for the whole family.
You know about RVs, you've heard about bunkers, but surviving is not recreation, and man wasn't made to live underground. Introducing Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional off-the-grid survival bug-out house that's mobile, well-equipped, and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Go to survivalistcamps.com to learn more. That's survivalistcamps.com, providing your basic needs to survive. Survivalistcamps.com.
My dad was 59 when he collapsed from a heart attack late last year. Just this past August was when we spread his ashes on the St. Croix River. I loved my dad, but boy was he stubborn. He hadn't been to the doctor in over 25 years. His excuse? He simply couldn't afford it. He wasn't a rich man by any means. At less than $107 per month, LibertyOnCall.org would have been the perfect alternative for my father. Don't wait. Go to LibertyOnCall.org right now for not just your sake, but for the sake of your loved ones. Again, that's LibertyOnCall.org.
Are your Google search results killing you? Unflattering content in blogs, news articles, online reviews, social media, or other sources can jeopardize your reputation, your business, and your livelihood. Let Reputation.com help. Our patented technology will make the truth about you more visible while pushing down unwanted negative content. Improve your Google search results. Call Reputation.com at 1-800-831-0771 for a free consultation. That's 800-831-0771.
Sciatica, lower back pain, hip pain, poor posture. If you suffer from any of these problems, get ready to relax. Introducing an amazing product that's been in the market for over 25 years, the Sacro Wedgie. It was invented by a football coach using a common sense osteopath technique. He created this device to help his athletes by isolating and supporting the sacrum, which is the keystone of our anatomy. This wedge-shaped bone is in the center of our hips, where a lot of pain starts. Simply relax 20 minutes daily on the amazingly simple Sacro Wedgie and let gravity do the work, helping muscles rebalance and start releasing nerves. Sit in the Sacro Wedgie at the computer or while traveling to help correct posture to finally help relieve those stubborn aches and pains for only $33.95. It's made in the USA, so click the family-owned website at sacrowedgie.com, spelled S-A-C-R-O-W-E-D-G-Y.com, or call 1-800-737-9295. That's 1-800-737-9295. Relax your back pain away with the Sacro Wedgie.
Serious investors and traders want to make 81% return in 60 seconds? Use the same secret algorithm professional hedge fund managers use to make billions of dollars of profits. Turn $250 into $4,903 in just 7 clicks of a mouse. Our tool is so simple that my 82-year-old grandmother can use it to make insane stock market profits. Go to BigBuckRiches.com. Watch the free video before the hedge funds make us take it down. Go to BigBuckRiches.com. From the Robert Allen System, current returns not indicative of future results.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Hello.
welcome back. Tim, it's my gut feeling if the RNC and the attacks continue in the media against Trump, I think Trump will get the nomination by a squeaker, but I don't see him becoming president. I think America's under grave judgment right now. And the people that are voting for Obama and voting for Clinton, for Hillary Clinton, and even Bernie Sanders. Bernie Sanders is an out-of-his-mind clown. I mean, he wants to promise all these things, but how is he going to pay for it? He can't unless he taxes us to death and destroys the economy. What we have is a situation where Trump is the only one, not Cruz. Cruz is a maniac that can actually bring us back to a state where we may have be able to repent and actually bring an economy back to where we can actually have a border. And then we can go into assistance to help the people of Europe to try to get clean up these Muslims and get them the heck out of their countries. Because what eventually was going to happen is Angela Merkel and these other pro-immigration garbage people, they're going to get destroyed politically, and the population is going to have a clenched fist, and these Muslims think they can rampage and take over the countries. They're going to end up, number one, either put in civil detention camps, or number two, dead. And the population is eventually going to turn on them, and you're going to see a slaughter. They think they might get away with it.
Absolutely, and they're stupid enough to flood into a place like Germany. And let me tell you, the German people are the smartest, the most high-tech, the most advanced, and the most warlike in Europe.
Yeah. By the way, I just got a report here.
They're going to flood in, and they're going to demand Sharia law, and they're going to rape the women and all this nonsense, and take the crosses down from the churches, and take pork off the menu, etc., etc. They think they're going to get by with that?
Well, they already have no-go zones in France.
I know
they get away
what
with
they're smoking, but it's way beyond crack or they smoke. I mean, look, these guys are nuts.
Tim, here's something else. I got to drop this news story on you right now. Denver International Airport's being evacuated because of possible security threats.
Well, this is the beginning.
Yeah. Now, I'm going to tell you, DIA.
Look, I've got some really great artwork today, and there's something that I wish our viewers would go see. Go to my do a Google search, Lord Sterling Europe. You get the block. Okay,
right.
I've got a series of pictures here, and it kind of says it all. There's a picture of the character who's in charge of ISIS, whose real name is Elliot Simon. He's an Israeli Jewish actor. Okay,
right.
ISIS boss. The next, right below him is ISIS boss's boss, the king of Saudi Arabia. Right below that is ISIS boss's boss, Obama. Right below that is ISIS boss's boss, Netanyahu. And right below that, well, Rothschild.
Yeah.
And this is the game that's being played. It's a long time game. It's been in the works for a long time. It's scary. It's horrible. It's death defying. But they're going to get us all scared. We're going to be like sheep running. If you watch the Netflix show House of Cards, the latest series, it has the president and his wife who's running for vice president with him, and they're desperate, and they say, okay, we'll use fear, war and fear. Well, that's where we're at. See, that's why I think they jumped this thing up a little bit in terms of their, because they're panicking over Trump.
Well, I'll tell you what, Tim, I got a joke for you here. And I'd use this in the discussion with Leslie MF and also in the financial discussion talking about carrot bars in the first hour. And people are basically at what I call five levels of intelligence. The first level is aware and prepared. That's top level. We expect a lot of our people to listen here. They're aware and prepared. Level two is basically we call viciously ignorant. They're aware enough to be mad at us for raising the questions. Then the next was a call Pollyanna. These people basically, they think it's just, they're just dancing through the daisies and everything's fine. And how would you people even think that other people would do evil things like that? And
yeah,
then
right.
we get the fourth phase I call the pet rock, which is basically there's a big smile on their face, but there's nothing going on. And then there's the fifth phase, which is below.
The light bulb is burnout.
Right. The next phase is what I call below pet rock, which basically means they don't display any of the factors I demonstrate, including even the pet rock smile. They're basically like they have a consciousness slightly above a bacterium. And unfortunately, a lot of the public out there...
The body is warm, but the brain's not firing.
Right. Now, a lot of that's due to the pollution from the education system, the religious system, which, by the way, a lot of it is just foolishness or lies. They are completely disinformation to the point where they can't think straight. And when they see people like us, they want to splurt out ad hominem attacks because it hurts for them to think. It actually, don't do it, it hurts. And you can actually see the smoke and the smell of burning rubber curling out of their ears because they haven't done it before.
Yeah, unfortunately, you can go all through grade school, middle school, high school, get a bachelor's, a master's, even a PhD, and not think critically, not
right.
be analytical, not question the crap that you're fed by the mainstream media day in and day out. And you sit there, and, well, I'm well-educated. I have a PhD from Harvard, blah, blah, blah. And I knew somebody that did that. And you think, okay, yes, you do, but you're dumber than a pet rock. Because you don't know how to think. You don't know how to think analytically. You don't question anything. You buy the latest lie that they float down the stream. Every day, a new lie, you buy into it because you can't think. You can't question.
Right.
Now, this is getting serious, and I have thought for quite some time, and I try not to focus on it. I don't even try to push it on your show or on my blog so much because I don't want it to become a self-fulfilling prophecy or everybody focus on it. But I have thought that with there's two things that comes from all these Muslims, especially Muslim men being led into Europe. We're talking millions now. One is the destruction of Christianity, the destruction of the culture of Europe, the history, the economics, the political, everything. That's one. The second is the setup for a clash of civilizations. So we get to this general Middle East war, to World War III, to all-out chaos, to the new world order, which a lot of us are dead, and the mark of the beast, the whole nine yards right out of the Bible.
Right. And I think you're right, but I think the sequence, a lot of people think Israel won't fall. And there's a couple of different heresies that I'm going to tear apart right now and destroy. The first one is the heresy of the rapture. It doesn't happen.
Oh, yeah. That's nonsense.
That's nonsense.
It's over 100-year-old fantasy that was unknown throughout 90% of Christianity.
Yeah. The second one is the idea of a millennial reign. When God says in the Bible that he shall take away the power of Satan and shall end, he'll never rise again. There's not a millennial reign where Satan somehow is released from the pit and it comes back out. No. That's over. The third issue is that Israel can't fall. And Israel is going to be destroyed. In fact, they're purposely setting up Israel. You can see it already. And Barry Chomish mentions it numerous times in the show that Israel is being set up to fall. And it will fall.
My favorite Mossad leader, Meir Dagan, just died of a heart attack. Of course, maybe it wasn't really a heart attack.
Right. But what they're planning on doing, Tim, is the caliphates are not going to be in Cairo or in Turkey. And they're going to be in Jerusalem. They want to take it over.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Something shocking just happened in a Coast Guard unit in San Diego. The old guys in the unit have turned the tables and are now destroying the young bucks in head-to-head fitness tests. How is this even possible? Turns out the old guys in this unit have been part of a special test group for a doctor-formulated fountain of youth drink called Patriot Power Greens. Patriot Power Greens has been so effective for many of the older soldiers that it's made their achy joints, stiff muscles, and lack of energy a thing of the past. Previously, this drink was only available to elite military units. But for a limited time, the creator of Patriot Power Greens has set aside a small number of free sample packs specifically for our conservative friends. But you must act fast. Due to the high demand from members of the Coast Guard, our supply is extremely limited right now. To claim your free samples of Patriot Power Greens, go to greens75.com. That's greens75.com. greens75.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and sling bows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
It's about time something new came along for better selling and buying online. And I found it.
What now, Marge?
It's buysellmakeoffer.com.
Never heard of it.
It's a brand new company. That's why you've never heard of it. It's the newest and best way to sell any products online. I did all the research.
Sell my car?
Yes.
Our home?
Yep.
My golf bag?
Your golf clubs. All of them.
How about your purse collection hoard?
Hey, now.
You said any product.
Right. I did.
Hmm.
We get 30 days free.
Really?
Packages starting from only $7.95. And buysellmakeoffer.com will never charge item fees, ever.
Hmm.
Never. And this is cool. Listen to this. You can even use Skype or video to show your items.
That's cool.
Yes. All we have to do is go to the website, sign up, and then load our stuff to sell. I love this site.
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. You got it?
Buysellmakeoffer.com.
Buysellmakeoffer.com. Better selling, better buying.
Owe $10,000 or more to the IRS?
Get on board with the Tax Admiral. Don't pick on the IRS alone. I'll cut penalties and reduce your overall tax bill. Sometimes I can even get it zeroed out completely.
We're an A-rated company helping people clean up their mess with the IRS.
If you owe $10,000 or more, then call the Tax Admiral.
Call 800-287-7180. Again, that's 800-287-7180. 800-287-7180.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
You know, this is important. People understand that. Welcome back, Enzo. Let's look at the next issue. What we have is a situation here. The attack on DIA is a section of the airport. That's not good. We're dealing with this thing where now one of our U.S. major airports, probably the biggest airport actually in the Western world, is Denver International Airport. It's not the busiest, but it's probably like the third busiest. I think the first one is O'Hare, and then I think Hartsfield in Atlanta, and Denver's either is probably third. But it's really busy. I mean, it's the central hub in the United States.
Yeah, it's way up there in any case.
It's way up there. And the thing is, in terms of surface area of how big it is, it's the biggest airport probably in the world. The amount of surface area covered by DIA is something like 91 square miles. It's like huge. And most of the stuff underground, in fact, the facility underground, took more concrete and more building materials than when they built the first Panama Canal. It is immense underground. I took care of the security officers for years. We used to call it, years before it opened, Denver Imaginary Airport.
Why?
Because we never thought it was going to open. It overran its cost $18 billion to build it. $18 billion. We're not talking about million, we're talking billion. $18,000 million
well,
more.
Some of the artwork that is there is so... Illuminati and so demonic. It's almost unbelievable.
Right. Well, it's written by a Mayan apocalyptic writer, painter. It was under direction of the New World Order. In fact, it says the World Spaceport and the New World Order Airport. It says it right in one of the concourses. You can actually walk right down and look at it. Oh, my God, it says it right here. Right in your face. So the fact that they attacked DIA is an example that the powers that be, and if you watch this 4-DVD set by Jonathan Gray, it all becomes very evident exactly who's pulling the strings. What they want to do is they want a new world order, they want to crash the world economy, they want world war, they want to have a state of such horrible chaos that they could get their way. They get the mark of the beast, they crash the world economy, everybody is basically trying to get their bowl of gruel. We have basically our society now paralyzed and crippled by this massive hirage of Muslims, and eventually people are going to throw off the bands of their politicians and their false pastors and teachers, and most of these pastors need to be put in prison, to be honest with you. They're criminals. They're collaborating with what I call lies that are going to put people in danger. A lot of them are being told, oh, don't worry, when it gets real bad, you're going to get raptured. No. In fact, if you listen to the Bible and say, and I presented this back in 1999 with the Prophecy Club, the scriptures actually say, where the body is, there is the vulture. What he's saying, God, Jesus said, when you see the thing happen, he's going to send the angels to take the evil out, just like during the time of the Passover, the Peshah. The Passover didn't take out the good Israelis. It took out the firstborn of the evil families of the Egyptians. This is not going to be, it's going to be literally the same type. It's going to take the evil people out, not the good. Two in their field and one is taken, the one taken is evil, not good.
You know, I've got a report here from AP, and it says that there were two explosions at the airport.
And you're talking about DIA,
40
right?
minutes later, there was another blast at this, which struck subway commuters in central Brussels near the Malbec station, which
right.
sits amid the European Commission headquarters, European Commission headquarters. So it struck at the heart of the EU, the second
right.
series of
right.
blasts.
Right.
And so there were dual explosions. And I think, and I hope I'm wrong, but I think what we're going to see now are multiple attacks throughout Europe and multiple
and
attacks in North America, perhaps some in Australia and New Zealand as well and some other places. But I think you're going to start seeing them in North America and throughout Europe. And we may well, I mean, Brussels right now is under military law, martial
law. But, you know, when are people going to wake up? You know, as they say, you and I are aware and prepared. Is our audience going to listen? I mean, if they disagree with us, have the common decency and the guts to actually disagree, and don't do it ad hominem attacks, because I won't permit it.
I think most of our listeners are...
Most of our listeners are, but many of their relatives and friends and other people...
Oh, well, of course.
They're below the red pet rock. They're not even able to have a smile and look intelligent, even if there's nothing going on.
This is very scary.
You know what the problem is? You know, here's the point, Tim, that's actually, in a sense, scary but humorous. It's like giving a fire axe to someone who's in a lifeboat. You don't give it to somebody who's insane. Okay? And the next thing is, stupid is, if it's lethal to all of us, for one of us or a bunch of us to be stupid, we got to get rid of the stupid. In other words, we don't get rid of them. We try to educate them. We try to pull them along and say, you know, you may want to stay stupid, but it puts us all in danger. The people that are going to vote for Hillary, for example, right now, they're not stupid. They're lethally affecting the future of their possible physical survival and the survival of the economy. When I see people like Black Lives Matter saying, you got 55% unemployment, Trump wants jobs for blacks. He wants everybody of every nationality. He's not a racist. And we have a situation
now
where...
He has a lot of black supporters, more black supporters than any GOP candidate ever.
They're black smart people, not black stupid people that want to support Hillary, who set up the three strikes you're out with her husband, Bill, so people with three strikes of smoke and dope are spending 40 years or 30 years in prison.
By the way, you never got what's-her-face on to talk about Hillary's.
Okay. I did get a call back. I called her, and she's ready to talk, but I missed when we're playing phone tag, but we're going to get her on.
We know, our leaders should know, that we know that Hillary, not just Slick Willie, her husband, but Hillary has a cocaine problem, and it probably is reflective in the fact that she looks like she's got early Parkinson's disease with a little bit of shaking. She's got a variety of health problems. If you look at Bill Clinton, his voice... voice is now very weak, which is indicative of all the nasal damage that he's had from decades of extensive cocaine use.
Right.
And he is in early dementia from the same thing.
Well, in fact, you saw, I saw a video clip of how he disrespected Obama, saying 8 years of disaster, right in front of all of the supporters that want to continue and call Hillary a third term of Obama. And Obama's trying to play this game on the one hand of saying, well, I want your support, Obama. And Obama's doing everything to say, I really disrespect you, but dang it, I want to have a third term and I can't be president again, unless he has martial law, which, again, if Obama could get away with it, he'd want to be president for life.
Well, you, as crazy as it sounds, I mean, you blow up enough places in the United States, they could delay the elections, and if you have a Supreme Court that goes along with it, what are you going to do?
I'll tell you what you're going to do. You're going to see states that will actually secede from the Union. And here's the first state that will secede. It'll probably be Texas. And if Texas leaves, the other states will be broken off just by proxy. So you'll see Texas leaving four or five states with it, probably Kansas and Oklahoma will go in Louisiana. You'll see the states like California, Oregon, and Washington break off in their way with Utah and possibly Colorado. They'll break off. And there's a Russian geopolitical scientist a few years ago actually predicted this, even before the first of those movies called The Hunger Games came out. And he showed geopolitically why America, the way it's going, is going to break up. I mean, if you get a president like Hillary that wants to take away guns, open the borders, destroy the economy, and do all these things, America won't be America anymore. It'll break up to five or six
countries. Kind of like Merkel in Germany?
Yeah. Merkel is an absolute disaster. Absolute disaster. And she puts on this funny look like he caught me doing something evil. She's got that caught me look.
I'm actually still amazed that they haven't Mussolini her. Well, what I mean by that is the Italian people finally turned on Mussolini, killed him, and hung him and his mistress by meat hooks from light poles.
Right. Well, I think it takes a lot of people. The Germans have a lot of sensibilities. They're basically cowards now because they've been cowed by constant haranguing them over the Nazi
death camps. You know what? If they ever wake up, Katie, bar the door.
They're waking up, okay? I think the wake-up thing happened since 2016, January 1. The German people now are on a rampage,
well,
and they're not going to put up...
Well, when your 13-year-old daughter gets raped by a gang of Muslims from North Africa, that tends to kind of send you awake.
How long do you think I would let them have a pulse before I terminate them all?
Oh, not very long.
I would contact some of my buddies that are really good at doing that kind of business, and they'd take them out quick.
I've been teaching organic chemistry for the last 17 years, so I'm pretty good with complex calculations. But when I started thinking about my retirement, I was pretty stumped. Luckily, I have TIAA as my financial partner. Together, we retrosynthetically analyze my financial future, which is organic chem speak for we figured it out.
See how we're helping those who do good do well at the new TIAA.org. TIAA, created to serve, built to perform.
At GoDaddy, a domain name is the beginning of something awesome. Use it to create a website to promote your business. Open an online store to sell your products. Start a blog. Build your brand. You can even connect your domain to your LinkedIn or Facebook page. And GoDaddy customer support is always ready to help. What will you do with your domain name? Get a free domain with website from GoDaddy.com, starting at $1 a month. Annual purchase of website builder required. Price valid first year only. See website for details.
Are you still looking for that one iodine that you can really trust? A medical doctor-endorsed product that is backed by honest research and true integrative science? Then search no further. Go to NutraMedical.com for Dr. Bill Deagle's Nutriodine, proven time and time again to be the very best iodine available for you. Nutriodine is the only Tesla-activated monatomic plasma iodine in the world. It optimizes mitochondrial function and generation of new mitochondria from totally neutralizing the venom from a desert recluse spider bite in Southern California to eliminating malaria parasites reported by medical missionaries in Central India. Dr. Bill's Nutriodine is simply the most powerful healing formula there is. Nutriodine clears the body of all known pathogens, restores it to an alkaline state, and even promotes stem cell regeneration. Order Dr. Bill's Nutriodine today at 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutriMedical.com.
Attention NutriMedical listeners. When you're on the road or have limited data or Wi-Fi, now you can listen to NutriMedical unfiltered and untapped at no extra charge on this non-federal phone number. 1-605-477-3248. Try it now to listen to NutriMedical 24-7 at no extra cost for data charges. These are not on federal lines. These are lines located on Indian reservations off the grid. Call 1-605-477-3248. No smartphones or internet needed. To hear NutriMedical untapped and off the grid, just call 1-605-477-3248.
Are you worried about your mom or dad living alone in their house? Hi, I'm Joan London. Listen, I know how difficult it is to find senior care for someone you love. That's why I recommend a free service called A Place for Mom. They are the nation's largest senior living referral service. Call A Place for Mom today.
To receive free information on senior living communities in your area, call A Place for Mom at 1-800-704-6182.
A Place for Mom offers free one-on-one advice from local advisors and a personalized list of senior living communities you can visit. If you have questions about senior care for your mom or dad, there's a place for answers, A Place for Mom.
Call A Place for Mom in the next 10 minutes to get your free ebook on financing senior care as well as free information on senior living communities in your area. Call 1-800-704-6182. That's 1-800-704-6182.
If you want to raise the next generation of Patriot leaders, take a look at Freedom Project Academy, a Judeo-Christian online school for kindergarten through high school. No common core teaching methods or high-stakes testing. Freedom Project Academy is government-free, doesn't accept any government funding, and is a fully accredited private school. All classes are taught live online with real teachers across the country. Open enrollment runs March through July, but classes fill up quickly. Check them out at fpeusa.org. That's fpeusa.org.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNLive.com today.
I remember when I lost my mind. There was something so pleasant about that place. Even your emotions had an echo in so much space. And when you're out there, without care, yeah, I was out of touch. But it wasn't because I
didn't. Well, Tim, we didn't talk about it, but yesterday, of course, they had a meeting with the Abominator and Raul over in Cuba. And, of course, there was a lot of negativity occurred. There was a lot of people arrested just before the visit. And this is not going to be a pleasant thing, is it, with the way that they're arranging the reattachment of Cuba to the Western culture. They still have the strong arm of communism on the people there in Cuba. And Obama wants to endorse this situation. I think it's dangerous. We're going to have a massive flood now already across the Texas border trying to get into Texas from Cuba because they figure that this gate will open for a while. And then if there's a Republican, Cruz or Trump, well, this door's going to close. Trump's going to close the door. I mean, and you don't understand, you got a lot of really desperate people wanting to go to Cuba.
And I thought Trump got out in front of this Brussels thing quite well. He said, we have got to stop these people from coming into this country.
Yeah.
And, I mean, we do. Now, as you've pointed out, you know a lawyer that's been very active trying to get some of the Christians from Syria and elsewhere here, and has had nothing but trouble. But the Muslims seem not to have the problem. They seem to, the Canadians and we Americans and, of course, all over Europe, they just open the door to these characters. I don't know why, because I have to tell you, I don't try to hate any group, but I do have to say that the Muslim religion is not consistent with American democracy. Our Western values of freedom, the way that the women are forced to wear, even in the more so-called liberal Muslim countries where they only have to wear a headscarf, I find that very repugnant. Why don't the men have to wear something like that? And in so many of these countries, they have to wear this entire burqa over them, black. And, of course, some worse than others, they have to wear a veil. They even have to wear gloves. I mean, That's Tim, not medieval. That's not even Dark Ages. Hell, those people back then had more sense than
Tim,
that.
Tim, we only have a few
that's
minutes left
right
in this.
Out of hell.
Tim, I wanted to, we only have a few minutes left in the segment. I've got some real more breaking news here. Donald Trump, of course, had a response to Brussels. He said, I do a lot more than waterboarding. Again, this is again. And there's also another news report that comes out of here regarding, you know, what's going on with the current, we call caucuses and so on, that are going, looking at votes coming out of Mormon, Utah. And they're now trying to say that Utah is going to basically give him a resounding defeat. I mean, do they understand exactly how bad that would be for Utah and Mormons to get Cruz in or Hillary Clinton? Do they have any? Do these Mormons have any conception about what it'll do to them? I mean,
I don't know. I don't see how anybody could vote for either of those two snakes.
Right.
Hillary is just a monster, and all you have to do is just look a little bit into her background. And Bill's background, her husband's, I mean, dirty, vile, evil, despicable. And Cruz, it's just one more snake in the grass. When you look at his face, there's something wrong with that boy. He doesn't look quite right.
Well, there's more to it than that going on. If you actually listen to what he says rather than just what his looks are, he looks like Eddie Munster's grandfather, you know.
Exactly. But I mean, but he was a friendly kind of a character on that show. He doesn't look friendly to me.
Well, Tim, let's get into some more, you know, hard substance facts here. What do you think is going to happen with Trump? I mean, this is really going to heat up as Trump's rhetoric increases, as the terrorist attacks increase, the attacks against Trump because he's pointing out the obvious. What's amazing?
Charles Soros financed groups, and Charles is a senior operative for the Rothschild Empire. By the way, the tapes on Hillary, they have been released, and it establishes her very, very close link to the Rothschilds and also to the Rockefellers.
Yeah, in fact, you got pictures up on your site now.
Yeah.
What's amazing to me now, I don't know if you listened to the AIPAC speech, I actually posted it up yesterday, that he had at the AIPAC meeting, Trump, and it was presidential. It was amazing, okay? But afterward, when I pulled up the media, looked at, you know, Google News, news.google.com, the amount of media, like Time Magazine, these others, were just like ripping him. It's like,
he did a pretty good job at AIPAC. Basically,
it was stellar.
I think, you know, he said, look, I'm not anti-Semitic. I have a daughter that lives in Israel.
Well, he went around much further than that.
But that doesn't mean that I work for you. I'm an American.
No, I think he basically, let's put it this way, he went a lot further than that. He said, the bond between America and Israel is unbreakable. We stand for a Jewish state. My granddaughter is about to be born, possibly while I'm at this meeting in AIPAC, and it's a beautiful little Jewish girl. He's made so many statements. It wasn't just an average speech. This was one that's in what I call history.
It doesn't matter because to the extremist, here's the thing. He won't take their money. And do you realize
But here's what's going to happen. The people that are going to be disenfranchised if Trump doesn't get president, even if he does get the nomination, which these Republican maniacs are trying to do everything they can to kind of kill it, any other time in history, in American history, over 200 years, you've never seen a situation where a campaign leader like Trump has gotten so far ahead of everybody else, and the entire leadership and the media have turned on him like he's like the worst thing that ever
they
existed.
They spent like, what, $150 million of the party's money to try to defeat him?
Yeah, exactly. And just the attack ads in the last week or so that went out were $63 million in ads, attack ads. It's like, die, you got to be kidding. I mean, the amount of money they spent on these other candidates to try to dethrone Trump was over almost $600 billion.
Well, the globalists print their own money. They control the Federal Reserve. They print their own money. Money to them is just like air to the rest of us. It's free.
That game's going to end here shortly because I can tell you that Trump's already talked about auditing the Fed. It means eventually he's going to take back the money that we owe to the Fed, which is basically what they put call money pixie dust on it. And when that happens, the world banking system is going to go through a revolution. America is going to write off this debt. They're going to start building infrastructure. They're going to close the borders. But if Trump doesn't get in, all that's not going to happen. You're going to see Hillary leave the borders open, have terrorism, have domestic security. You show your papers, please, to go anywhere. She's going to try to seize everybody's guns.
Marco.
Oh, yeah, it'll be unbelievable. And when she does that, you're going to start seeing armed revolts across the country. You're going to see states secede from the Union. You're going to see people marching on the capitals of different states and taking them over.
Well, already,
and
the federal government, already you're seeing several things. You're seeing a big rise in heroin addiction now. You're seeing a big rise in Mexican gangs, and I'm talking about some of the most violent ones, the ones that even hunt cops and police officers' families. Now, that's over the top by any wild definition of over the top. And you're seeing this more and more spread throughout the United States.
Yeah, but the problem is, you see, the cops and other people know where these people are. What I would do is, just like with George Soros, I'd give him a trial, all right. It'll be a trial by bullets. You know, George Soros, I'd send our SWAT team in to grab him, and if he would resist it.
George Soros is committing multiple felonies under the Racketeer Influence and Corrupt Organizations Act. He should be arrested, charged. He should be indicted. He should be extradited.
Yeah, but a lot of his things are...
And stand trial for multiple violations. And he should spend the rest of his life in a prison.
Charles Searles... Let me finish here. We're going to be kicked off here, so I got to say this. Tim,
he said a lot of his own people...
I have to say this before we're kicked off air. Trump is saying things that are just plainly in front of your face. George Soros has actually collaborated to commit murder. If he goes to trial, if he sees, just like they went after, you know, they say Osama bin Laden, he will be indicted, he will be executed. He's not going to go to prison. I mean, that man needs to know. By the way, he looks like the Baron Harkonnen from Dune. He's in his wheelchair. He's got oxygen. The man can barely croak. His apartment in hell is almost finished by Satan working. Don't worry, you're going to have a real nice apartment in hell. Only everything is hot as hell, literally, down there. So you can't pick up the gold coins in one of the rooms because it's 500 degrees. You'll burn yourself.
Interesting times.
Too interesting, as they say. That one of the Chinese symbols, isn't it? May you be born in interesting times. And on the other side, it was opportunity and disaster. And let me tell you, this year is going to get really ugly. Yeah, absolutely.
Get right with God, folks, and pray.
Pray for Trump that he becomes president, not just gets a nomination. If we get Hillary and those damn Republicans and the RNC don't turn and support Trump, we're done.
Destroy harmful bacteria, allergens, bed bugs, dust mites, fleas in your home with the Ladybug Steam Vapor System. The Ladybug dies deep on surfaces without any toxic residue. Traditional control agents contain toxic chemicals which do more harm than good. Sanitize and disinfect using just water. Quick, fast, and surprisingly easy.
Find out more now by calling 800-997-6584. Ask for Randy. That's 800-997-6584. Or go to advap.com/GCN. That's advap.com/GCN.
By now, you know the smart way to buy emergency food storage is calories per dollar. Ready Supply Foods sells you 50% more food for your money. GMO-free, 25-year shelf life, great tasting, and free shipping. You need 2,000 calories per day under ideal conditions. Most 30-day kits don't have enough calories to sustain you for more than a week. They just don't have enough nutrition to do the job. See the comparisons for yourself at ReadySupplyFoods.com. We are the new leader in value and quality. Go to ReadySupplyFoods.com today.
Hey everyone, with 20 plus years as a radio host, I've seen about everything. One thing that keeps recurring though are these timeshare charlatans. These high pressure salespeople who get folks to come out to some resort for a special weekend offer. Then they get them in a corner and browbeat them and coerce them into buying a timeshare they don't need, they don't want, and they can't afford. And then they're stuck with that thing forever. Monthly payments, mortgage payments, annual fees that keep going up and up. Well, up until recently, people thought they couldn't get rid of these things. You know, you can't get out of the contract, you can't get out of the deed or the membership. Well, that's not true. My friends at American Consumer Credit, a timeshare release company, can get you free. That's their personal guarantee. 12 years in business, free consultation, A-plus rating with the BBB, they're the real deal. You want to get out of your timeshare contract? Call them now. 800-587-EXIT. That's 800-587-3948. 800-587-EXIT. Call now. 800-587-3948.